mad. And I'm being mad. Like most of us. We have to explain why you have mad.
Hey, Proggers. It's Mike with the Progressive Track Show, back once again to play an hour of the best in progressive rock. Don't touch that dial, or click that mouse, or whatever. Just stay right here, because tonight we're going live. Not the show, but the music, and there's plenty of it. Nothing but live tracks tonight on the Progressive Track Show. We're going to explore some different styles tonight, and we'll start off with some psych space prog from the very first Strange Days Festival back in 1997. This is Far Flung, along with a gentleman who was just here in Seattle for a show, the Thunder Rider himself, Nick Turner.
Vortex, yes, I
just heard a mix of three tunes from the psych-space prog band Far Flung, featuring Nick Turner. 25,000 Feet Per Second is a Far Flung tune from their first album of the same name. The Soul Herder interlude was an Anubian Lights tune. That's another band Nick has worked with. And then, of course, Opaloka is a Hawkwind song from the Great Warrior on the Edge of Time album. And that was recorded during the first Strange Days Festival in 1997. A nice opening to this live tracks edition of the Progressive Tracks Show on KPTZ 91.9 FM, Port Townsend, Washington. Wouldn't you say? Here's someone else who agrees.
Hi. Oh. Hi, my name's Mike Holmes. I'm the guitarist from IQ, and you're listening to Progzilla Radio.
Here's another band that was in Seattle recently. This is Bent Knee from Boston, and they're definitely one of the hotter commodities around these days. I just got my hands on this live track.
Close and tell night that every inch of skin.
crossover prog band Bent Knee is oh so unique, and as you heard from the live version of Way Too Long, oh so good in concert. That's from the brand new Leak Water EP available on Bandcamp. Bent Knee played the Tiny Victory Lounge in Seattle back in June for about 75 of us, and then jetted off in August for their first European tour where they played to over 20,000. How's that for exploding onto the scene? So I have a secret. Well, it won't be a secret after this, but how about a confession then? If you're listening on Progzilla Radio, Way Too Long is not the song I'm playing on KPTZ this week. I couldn't play Way Too Long due to FCC warnings on that one questionable word that's used a few times. It's not prohibited, but not recommended either. And why invite trouble, right? Now, because of those restrictions, I substituted another new live song on the show on the KPTZ version. This is the first time I've done two slightly different shows, but I may do it again if the artistic mood strikes me. So if you're listening on Progzilla Radio, contact me at progtracks@kptz.org if you want to hear the KPTZ version, okay? We'll make it happen. I'm going to play another newer tune, and then we'll get to the classics for the rest of the hour. Oh, and they're great classics, I promise. A lot of excellent prog is coming out of Chicago these days. District 97, Marbin, Sonus Umbra, and this experimental post-metal band called Pelican. And thinking about it, this may be a tie-in to last week's Halloween show, because it's called The Creeper.
Hi, this is Mike Kershaw, and you are listening to Progzilla Radio.
That was The Creeper from Pelican, who are from Chicago, but that was from a concert they did in Russia back in 2014 and released on an album called Arctica that's available on Bandcamp. Pelican? Strange name, but a great band. This is KPTZ 91.9 FM, Port Townsend's eclectic, authentic, and now progressively rockin' community radio station. Okay, on with the classics. Now, when I say classic bands, I'm not necessarily saying the releases will all be that old. Huh? Eh, you'll see. First up is Genesis, from the Three Sides Live release in 1982. That was the Abacab era of Genesis, with Chester Thompson supplementing Phil Collins on drums and Daryl Sturmer on guitar. But on this tour, they brought out an old classic, The Fountain of Salmasis.
Thank you.
I love that song. Always have. And I've seen Genesis play the Fountain of Salmasus back in 1978. Funny story about that live song that I wish I had time to tell. Maybe someday when there's not so much music to get to. Anyway, that's from the Three Sides Live double album in 1982 that was actually Four Sides Live in Europe. The US version had studio tracks on side four like Paper Late and Evidence of Autumn that I played not too long ago. And of course, all of that music has been combined in later box sets. So confusing, but all the tracks are available if you want them. It's not often that I get a specific request. It's more like, play more classic stuff, or don't play any more of that crap. Okay, I'm making up that last one. But I don't think I've ever played this song on the show before. Strange, that. Anyway, this is for a reborn proghead named David, and it's from the Progeny 7 Shows from 72, which was released just last year. This is from the concert from Greensboro, North Carolina on November 12, 1972. That was the tour where the Yes Songs tracks were recorded, and this is Yes with Heart of the Sunrise.
The song is about living in big cities, small cities, and the slight problems of lack of communication in these cities when people just walk past each other. And a song called Heart of the Sunrise. Love comes to you when you follow, lose one onto the heart of the sunrise. Sharp distance, how can the wind with its arms all around me? You're lost on a wave. Dream on to the heart of the sunrise. Shine.
lost in their eyes as you hurry by, counting the broken ties they decide. Love comes to you then after.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow, was Rick Wakeman on fire that night or what? That, of course, was Yes with Heart of the Sunrise from last year's Progeny 7 Shows from 72 14 CD box set. If you're a Yes nut, this is a great listen, and it gives you some insight as to the improvisation that Yes members showed at that point in their careers. And while we're talking about Yes, I need to say that fan voting is still open until December 5th for Yes to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. This is the third time they've been nominated in over 20 years of eligibility, and it's time to put them into that institution and finally give that place some credibility. Last I checked, Journey and the Electric Light Orchestra were leading the voting, and I'll count Journey as proggish for their first two albums, and certainly ELO. So that's promising. But can you seriously believe that the band you just heard isn't already recognized? Neither can I. Well, get on the internet and vote. Progressive Tracks is a production of KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington, where we prog each and every week on Sunday mornings and Monday nights. Progressive Tracks is also carried Friday mornings from England on the internet on Progzilla Radio at progzilla.com, where they prog each and every minute of each and every day. You can't do better than that now, can you?
I don't know. I can remember that. Was it? Prog what?
Progzilla Radio.
Hi, this is Rob Reed. You listen to Progzilla Radio.
We'll end this Progressive Tracks show with another band that's been snubbed by the Hall of Fame, even though they were instrumental in the formation of progressive rock back in 1969 and are still out there today producing quality music in a live setting. And this is proof. Here's the three-drum onslaught of the current King Crimson lineup that includes Bill Riflin, Pat Mastellotto, and Gavin Harrison on drums, Jacko Jacksic, guitar and vocals, Mel Collins is back on sax, Tony Levin on bass, of course, and I'm missing someone. Oh, yes. Sorry, Mr. Fripp. This is from the new Radical Action to Unseat the Hold of Monkey Mind release, but it's a classic that dates back to the In the Wake of Poseidon days, and it's called Pictures of a City. They've taken out the crowd noise, but this is indeed live. current King Crimson lineup performing Pictures of a City from the new Radical Action to Unseat the Hold of Monkey Mind DVD 3CD release that shows just how great King Crimson still are. Just phenomenal. And after a song like that, there's nothing for me to do but sign off and go work hard all week to try to match that with more great progressive rock on the next edition of Progressive Tracks. This is Mike for KPTZ 91.9 FM and Progzilla Radio, urging you as always to support artists by attending live concerts and to prog on. Have a good one, and I hope you'll be able to join me next week.